Save the data. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Headline from the Washington Post. Scientists are frantically copying U.S. climate data, fearing it might vanish under Trump, unquote. The story is about federal scientists who are worried that the climate skeptics in the White House might order that the data supporting climate change be permanently deleted. There's an easy way to fix that. Just email it to John Podesta. It'll be on the news every night. But the University of Pennsylvania is seriously providing storage space for any federal scientists who think their data is in danger. My question is, why would a Trump administration do such a thing? Even if it's full of climate skeptics, why would they want to destroy or stop collecting climate data? Are they really that sure they're right? I look at it this way. We all know Trump doesn't think Russia is evil in the way previous presidents have, but is he going to tell the CIA to stop spying on them? I doubt it. In fact, I can only think of one rational reason for not collecting climate data, and that would be if you were 100% certain it's too late to do anything, like this guy is.
My perspective is that there is nothing to be done in terms of preserving the human species.
University of Arizona biology professor Guy McPherson, who is in New Zealand, telling a radio host that climate change is here.
How much time do we have? How much time does the human race have?
I can't imagine there will be a human on the planet in 10 years.
No, I'm sorry. Did you say 10 years?
Yes.
Yeah, in which case, who needs data? But at least the swamp will be drained. Big time. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.